I'm a neonatologist, physician scientist, and a neonatologist is a doctor who takes care of babies in the neonatal intensive care unit. So this includes very sick babies who are born at term and also premature babies who are born too early. I also do research in the lab, so that's where the scientist comes from, physician scientist. And I do research on trying to understand how the bacteria in the baby's body can help their health. So I look at a lot of stool. The smallest baby I've taken care of was 350 grams. So just under a pound. And the baby actually did really well and grew with the care that we gave it. And actually ended up going home with her parents. So that was a very exciting time in my life. Actually, that was during my neonatology training. And yes, I fell in love with being able to take care of a baby that small and actually see that baby go home. So 350 grams. It's a lot of training to get here. It's a lot of work, but being able to do that and, you know, hold that baby in your arms and hand it off to the parents, it, just the look on their faces. And also the other best part is getting postcards or pictures from parents years later. And you get to see that those, that tiny little baby that you take care of in the insulator, in the incubator is now bigger and going to school and, you know, running and walking and talking. It is the most satisfying thing you can ever imagine. I definitely did not have a lot of support from the people around me growing up to pursue a STEM career. I grew up in a very conservative society, but my mother and my father were very positive and influential in my life. But I definitely grew up with very few female role models in particular. And so this if-then initiative and the exhibit is just going to, I know, make a tremendous impact on young girls and young boys' lives, because they're going to see that, hey, she can do it. And then they're going to say, if she can do it, then I can. And that's the whole purpose of the if-then. So yeah, unfortunately, I did not. And I'm so glad that this initiative is going to change that. Oh my God, there are so many wonderful meanings for me personally. I can't tell you, I just went to see my statue a couple of days ago at the if-then exhibit at North Park Center. And it was the first time I had seen it. And it just gave me goosebumps. And it gave me goosebumps, not because I was seeing myself, but because I was part of 120 different statues, all of women in STEM, most of whom I met during a gathering we had in 2019. And I know they're all amazing and I'm inspired by them. And being able to see, actually, there were young people in the mall with their parents going to the statues. And I heard a mom talking to her kids, and the daughters were asking, you know, what does she do? And what does she do? And she was describing the different career paths. And I had goosebumps. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to work. This is going to show little girls out there that you can be in a phenomenal STEM career. It's going to show them the depth and breadth of STEM careers out there. And it's going to inspire them. And I'm so excited to see 30, 40 years from now, how many more women we're going to get in these fields because of this initiative.